Bernard, myself, because we do exactly for Wittgenstein what you are proposing, which you don't see, Angelo, in our online XML transcriptions, because there what we do is already converted to the Unicode character. But we do it in XML, so that's what I wonder about. So XML doesn't ask for it, it doesn't forbid it either. So actually what we do, we have an entity file, we call it entity file, that's your table of signs, where we list all our encoding for a slash, for example, because a slash can be a mark which Wittgenstein uses to select certain remarks. It can be a slash, as we know it from our writing. It can be the slash in a break, like three quarters. Wittgenstein didn't have, let's say, the bar on the typewriter, so he used a slash. So we say slash, and then meaning break, slash meaning section mark, slash meaning that, or colon meaning division, colon meaning punctuation, colon meaning this mark and logical notation. And then we have simply the Unicode character associated with it in that so-called entities file. So you can do it in XML, and since you do XML transcriptions, why don't you also do it in XML?
I understand what you're talking about. Can you also redefine the A?
Everything.
You could do it, but you're not doing it. Okay.
So I fully support the idea of have a complete list of all the signs, including logical notation, marks, which it puts in a margin, stars, circles, whatever. This is great because it's so important. It's also so important for dating stuff or identifying different typewriters in one and the same TypeScript. So I don't understand the TI at this point.
Well, I agree with you. You can even do it the way I thought about it, which is character description, and you create a chart for everything. The point is, you just use the A. Okay, you can do whichever way you want, because you can use XML for the table. But then, when you write an A, you have to write software that processes that and processes that, which is exactly what I did. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe I misunderstood your previous question. So when it's an A, B, C, D, E, we do not use that encoding.
But you could. But you could.
We could, in principle.
Okay, imagine you do it. Imagine you do it the way...
We do it for our umlaut already. Because at that time when we started, there were certain issues with representing umlaut, or umlaut, we umlaut shuffle says. So we did it for, we do it for dashes, for division sign, we do it for any period, because a period again can be a logical notation, it can be an abbreviation period point, it can be the period at the end of a sentence. So I fully support this. This is so important.
I thank you. I think that here lies one difference. I mean, you could go ahead and do it for ABC as well, right? You can, you could if you wanted. But then the visualization of your software does not process that to create the visualization.
That one is simply treated as data. So an A is treated as data, A, B is treated. But as soon as we come to the SharpSS, that's already treated as what we call an entity for which we have a definition in the so-called entity file, which translates it into Unicode.
And you encode it with an entity?
And then the subdivision. Well, with the SharpSS, it's usually just the SharpSS.
Yes. But the way you are making that distinction between standard and non-standard signs, which is what TI suggests to do, in a way, you're endorsing kind of the approach. Whereas I want to make a point to technology. I want to make the point that I don't want to write entity dash because it's strange. I want to write a dash and say what a dash is. And then say,
well, I do not think
okay. Allora, l'ultimo intervento di questa ricca giornata è l'intervento di Matteo Servillo.